The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
1 hour in the books. Top of the five, starting this one off. Jerome Solomon, subbing in for Fred. You can get in on the show as well. 713-780-3776. Catch us on Twitter at TheGenerous975, at AJIsTheReal, at MyNameJong, and at Jerome Solomon. Fun first hour. A lot of good stuff. Touched on some sports.
A little bit there.
I do want to put this out real quick before I forget to make mention of it, but man, sad story. Fort Bend Marshall football player Drew Conley was shot and killed last night. He was allegedly shot by his uncle during an argument at their home around 11:45 last night. Man, 17-year-old kid. He and the uncle were fighting. The uncle grabbed the rifle, shot him in the upper leg, and they rushed him to the hospital, and 17-year-old kid passed away. Senior safety on the football team. They're still in the playoffs. Fort Bend Marshall plays Corpus Christi Cal Allen in San Antonio on a Friday night. I just can't even imagine what that kid's family
everyone's
dealing with.
I don't know how that team would play football.
Football team and players and teammates, coaches. I mean, it's the challenging time for them, emotional for kids, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and to lose a friend and teammate like that, that's got to be rough. That has to be pretty rough. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we weren't going to get into the Rockets too much, but I did touch on the J.R. Smith thing, and I've got a message from a source that said, don't believe that. So I'm like, but I want to have fun with that.
Don't believe what?
The Rockets are interested in
J.R. Smith.
I'm like, but that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, typically when the Rockets...
they're not trying to get the pipe.
They don't say who they're interested in. It's like, not true, because they were interested in Carmelo Anthony forever.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they'll share it.
I mean, actually, J.R. Smith actually makes some sense. Were they interested in J.R. Smith when he was good? Like, has that rumor ever been out and about before?
I don't remember that one being out that much.
Because typically,
like, it came up before, but
the Rockets' MO is they talk about a guy for years, borderline tampering, like, and then. Carmelo Anthony, Ryan Anderson. And eventually, they get them when they're not good. And then they're like, man, we for sure thought this guy would have been great for our team. And it's like, yeah, you would have 6 years ago.
You now, wonder why they're so willing to let you have him now.
Yeah, now you can get him. I've always thought that was odd.
So, one thing the Rockets, and this is another one of those, I'm sure people in other NBA cities think the same thing, but they had, just to me, a long history of going to get guys who lit them up in a game.
Yeah.
Like, guy may have been okay, but he had his career nights against the Rockets, and they're like, we got to get that guy. And then comes here, and it's like, oh, he's not playing us every night.
Yeah.
So that kind of changes the dynamic of, you go get a guy just because you saw him up close light you up. Well, maybe your defenders weren't that good, or he's just hot, you know. But the Texans could use a T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, he lights them up, but a guy with that skill set would come in handy for them. And it's going to be an interesting week for them. Because I think they should be able to handle the Jets so easily, but they should have a bad taste in their mouth after.
I don't know.
And it's a short week, and they have to travel to New York. I assume it's going to be cold and nasty in New York, because it often is this time of year.
I don't know that I think they're going to handle them easily.
It's the Jets, man. I mean, it's the Jets.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess they've handled easily one team on the road this year, and that was Jacksonville. They beat them 20-7.
That's true.
Their other road games, lost to New England, lost to the Titans, should have lost to the Colts, should have lost to the Broncos, probably should have lost to the Redskins. And, I mean, none of those, I mean, with the exception of the...
a couple of those that teams missing a field goal in the last play of the game.
And those aren't exactly great teams.
Was it the road, or the Texans weren't as good then as they are now? Or,
I mean,
are they not as good now as they were during that 9-game winning streak?
The Broncos in Jacksonville, or Broncos and Redskins games were, I mean, that was early and mid-November.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The Jets only score like 20 points a game. I mean, I'd have to look it up, but I guess they're 28th, 29th in
scoring. I'm just saying,
the Jets can't score 14 points, more than 17 points against Texas.
Okay.
I can't imagine it. You're like, and?
I mean,
it could be a 2017.
The Titans won 20-17.
Yeah.
With Blaine Gabbert.
All right. See, that's your problem is, you jumped on the bandwagon, and you'll never
forget. I got burned.
You won't forgive him for it.
I got burned.
You won't forgive him for it. I'm telling you, I think they win these last three games. They roll this weekend. Probably won't roll at Philly.
I think they'll lose at Philly.
Yeah, I was going to say, even with the way the Eagles season has turned out, wins and losses wise, they haven't been getting smoked by teams either.
I think they should win this weekend. I just don't. I don't know if it's going to be some sort of a cakewalk. I don't know if the Texans are a team that I trust to just walk all over bad teams, because more often than not, they haven't. Yeah. And then I got suckered into it because they did it twice in a row, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're figuring this out. They get completely outplayed by the Colts.
Turn that around and get back to it this weekend. It'll be
What I will say is, you know, Sam Darnold is not a good quarterback. And we went through yesterday, and we've gone through the list of the good quarterbacks that the Texans have played have destroyed them. And the bad quarterbacks have made the Texans look like a world-class defense. Yeah. So I would expect it to – I don't expect Sam Darnold's going to be throwing for 399 yards this
weekend. And that is one of those times, too, where it's like you wear the ankle weights and you take them off.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck's an ankle weight. You take that off and you go, oh, this ball doesn't.
T.Y. Hilton's an ankle
weight. It's not the same
weight.
Guy here. Yeah. It's a little bit different thing that I'm dealing with here. Are any interest in bowl games in general this year, the way they just look?
They're not very good.
I know.
You know, I wish Central Florida was healthy. I wish Milton McKenzie was healthy, because then LSU would stomp them and there wouldn't be like an excuse, because LSU was the perfect team to get in, put in a bowl game with them, because nobody's motivated to be in that bowl game against that team except this year's LSU, who nobody thought would win any games, and they won a lot more than people thought they would. So,
and of the 22 starters on both teams, what, 19 of them are the better players?
Yeah.
I'm being generous.
You're being very generous.
Because I don't know what their kicker's like.
Yeah. I think LSU's got a pretty good kicker, too. Yeah. But, yeah, so I'm a little interested in that one. I would have been more interested had he been healthy. I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to fast forward to Alabama-Clemson. That's the game I wanted to see all year. So that's probably, you know, so there's no games that are currently scheduled that I'm really stoked about. I mean, maybe Georgia-Texas can be a decent game. I think that's a good measuring stick to see where Texas really is, because I do think Georgia's probably the third best team in the country. But again, bowl games so often come down to motivation. And Texas is super excited to be in the Sugar Bowl. They've had a losing season a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Georgia's not excited to be in the Sugar Bowl. They wanted to be in the playoffs.
That's a letdown. Yeah. And people don't get it, maybe it's not explained to them properly sometimes. So they're like, what do you mean? You should be excited. You get to go to New Orleans to play in a game. Well, no, you're Georgia. So not only were your goals bigger than the Sugar Bowl, you had it in your hand.
Yeah.
You fought through the whole season to get to that game, and then you got in that game and took control over it early in the SEC championship game against Alabama, and you're beating the team that everybody says can't be beat, and then you lose. So you got that letdown of all of that buildup and the letdown of heading to New Orleans, and then you're going to New Orleans, and you know they're playing. There's two other bigger games than yours without even discussion.
Right.
But as a player, you're interested in playing when the game starts, but your family is not all that crazy. You know, your family is sitting around talking to you, saying stuff, and they don't mean anything by it, but they're like, man, I thought we were going to the playoffs, boy. I was calling up to order my airplane tickets, and I had to switch them to New Orleans. And then your cousin, nah, man, we're not going to New Orleans, man. I would have spent the money to go to the national championship game. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to go to the Sugar Bowl. And so that stuff seeps into those 18 to 22-year-old heads. And I've been around a lot of teams during bowl week. And I can almost always tell you the ones who don't give a darn about being at the game.
Oh, yes.
I literally have had guys say, when is the game? Because the games are on weird days. They're not on Saturdays like you're used to.
Right.
So, you know, like, yeah, so what do y'all plan on doing on, you know, come Wednesday? And they're like, when is the game? Yeah, Wednesday. Oh, okay, Wednesday. No, wow.
I didn't realize.
What's the day? Because they don't know.
That's coming up on us, isn't it?
Yeah. Man, I don't know. We've just been going to parties and hanging out and, you know, practicing. We don't care. They don't practice like they do. They practice the freshmen and the guys who didn't play, the redshirt guys. So, yeah, Georgia is one of those teams. It won't be as interesting. And Tom Herman will treat it like it's the Super Bowl.
Right. You know?
Is that music that's playing?
That is.
Is that rain sound?
No, he wants us to go to break.
Oh, yeah. What song is this?
You know. This is the...
Maybe my headset's just weak.
Maybe so.
It sounded like you said, it sounded like that rain sound you get, you know? Oh, it's that one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, cool.
He picked this song especially for you. I thought this was the one you requested.
Well, get into some game. I do want to get your take on the national title game, gambling wise, and the does it make any sense to place bets this early on games 3+ weeks from now? Get your expert opinion when we come back. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Before I get to you, A.J., on my gambling query, actually I have someone who wants to
talk a little bit about sports betting. Ian, you're on the Blitz. Start talking.
Hello. Hey, yeah. Hey, I can barely hear you, man. The volume's like really low on my end.
I try to tell Jong that every week. He won't listen to me.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well, I can kind of hear you. We'll work with that. Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I do a I have like a spreadsheet that I maintain, and it works really great for football betting, for betting against the spreads and everything. And, I mean, I've been just kind of working with it for about 5 years now, and it's doing really well for the whole 5 years. And, like, over the last 6 weeks, it's been about 80%. And, man, I got to tell you, I really want to start betting for real on it. And, and I mean, I'm just curious, like, if I wanted to get on, like, my bookie or somewhere like that, I think you guys talk about that a lot. If I wanted to get into that, is there anything I need to worry about being in Texas? Like, is there any worries at all?
No. I've never had any problems with it. And because it's more of about where the book is being run out of. So it would be illegal for me to have a sports betting website based in Texas.
Oh, don't go, Ian.
But if it's in
questions.
Costa Rica or whatever, then that ain't your problem.
Yeah, that's the business being run, not where the bet's being placed. It's interesting. I'll be sure to bring that up when I have to testify in your trial. He didn't know, Your Honor. He didn't know. I was going to ask him about his little technique there. I thought he was using it up until he said, you know, he really wants to start betting for real. And I was like, man, if you clicked at 80% here recently, you might be calling from some yacht somewhere. And because I did want to, he said it's done really well over the last 5 years or however long he's done.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what his definition of real well was. I mean, cause what is it? If you, especially something like his, what he's talking about, if you're at 54-55%, you're doing all right, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
55%, that's what you need.
So if you're above that, you're really killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know what's on said spreadsheet.
If you're hitting at 80%, I mean, RJ Bell will hire you. You can just sell your picks. You don't need to gamble.
Yeah, really. But, and I was like, how many games are you talking about? This 80%, is it you picked 10 games and got 8 of them right in the last 2 months, or you picked 50 games and got 40 of them right? You know, it's a different story. Well, is he back? So you get those questions, Ian?
Hey, yeah, man. I've been betting. I went 7-1 last week, and I was, I think I was 6-2 the week before that. I've been betting about 5 to 6, 7 games on average every week.
Is it all NFL?
I mean, not betting. I say betting. I'm not actually betting
yet.
I'm
picking.
Get into it.
But all NFL or college or both?
It's all NFL. I don't really follow a lot of college. What I put into this spreadsheet that I do, it takes some of my time. I mean, I've tried to automate as much as I can, but, I mean, in the end, it's a lot of work to put into it. If I open it up to college, there's just so many teams, and, you know, I do a strength of schedule, and if I had to tie in a huge web of strength of schedule of all the different teams, it would just take a lot of my time, you know. I got a day job, so it's just something I just kind of do as a hobby for the past 5 years. And I do pretty well with it. I'm pretty
confident. Your picks. Forget, you need to make people pay you to get that information. You don't need to put any money down, you know. You make people pay you for that.
And what's your question, Jerome?
Well, we
should have hung up on him. We should have let him answer the question.
He's killing it. You're jealous. I can see the jealousy on your face. You're mad that you can't go.
I told you yesterday. I went 7-2 on Sunday. I felt good about that. Now he's like 7-1.
Yeah, he's like he was better than that.
I did win last night though. So 8-2 NFL week overall.
That's strong
for me. Which in fact
is
80%.
And that's a strong week.
But that's like I'll have
one or two times a year.
Yeah, I have a weekend like that.
Yeah, that's if you're doing that on the regular, you're doing all right. Okay. But like the national title game, I get stuff from all of these gambling sites all the time, and you know, tell me what percentage of monies is on the teams and all of that. To this point, is there any value unless the line comes out and it's crazy?
Right.
Any value in betting on something this early, this far away from
like
the
you
game?
Talking about betting like
Alabama? And,
okay.
Know, yeah.
Alabama in particular, to me, there is no sense to it because there's so many questions right now about Tua's health.
Right.
That I'm just looking to I'm waiting to get as close. And the line hasn't moved at all. It opened at 14. It stayed at 14. You know, the Notre Dame Clemson line opened at 10.5. It's gone up to 12 in a lot of places. So, I mean, if you think that a line is going to move one way or the other, then sometimes it makes sense to get on it early. Sometimes it makes sense to wait. Like, and particularly if you are looking at a team that's playing, let's say a really public team that's playing a less public team. A good example is Washington and Ohio State. And they have a little bit of extenuating circumstances because of their coaching situation. But
yeah.
Just for an example, that game opens at 5.5. If you want Ohio State, I recommend you get that 5.5 early because the day of the Rose Bowl, all the money that's going to come in is going to be on Ohio State.
Right.
Because that's when
a name team. Yeah.
Most people who aren't – well, first of all, that's when the limits are the highest. You know, but most people who are – you know, casual sports bettors, they make their bets day of. Mm. So a lot of money comes in day of. So, I mean, there is some sense to it. But, again, if you're on the other side, another good example is Texas A&M North Carolina State. Mm. That game opened up at 4.5. Let's say you're like, okay, I'm going to like North Carolina State in this game. I tell people, wait as long as you can.
Because with all of that comes in on A&M, yeah. That spread
and that's already
bigger.
It's already gone to 6.
It could get to 7. Right.
It could easily get to 7. So, yeah. It's not like a flawless science. And then there are games like Florida, Michigan, where those are both pretty public programs. It's hard to know which way it's going to move one way or the other.
But I just think this just like there's just so much time between the games. I mean, guys could sprain an ankle. Guys could tear a knee.
Yeah.
Player can decide, I'm not playing the bowl game, you know, whatever. But
that's why you decide if you think the value is there early, if it's worth it to throw something out early because, yeah. You know, there is a risk involved in it for sure. All right, guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of these offers and months later found out you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Where I get lost in my thoughts.
It's Sunday again, and it's making me feel sick. 8 a.m. Monday, I become a...
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
No Fred. From Solomon subbing in for Brady Fowler.
Doing a damn fine job.
The Falcons hanging out above the wall in the north. Doing the Canadian thing. I wonder how blitzed he's getting these days.
Yeah.
Is it any different than other days?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Canadian stuff is, it goes back and forth. Isn't some of it weaker and some of it stronger? Like, then it depends on what you want.
I don't know. Yeah. I think their beer is usually, it used to be pretty strong, but now I think U.S., we've caught up.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Man, that stuff y'all drink is like, beer is not supposed to be that strong, man.
Yeah,
that's not even beer.
Yeah,
it's like liquor that's cold with suds. It's just
yeah.
You're like and
yeah.
You know, there's nothing to debate there. That's why. But no, that's coming in. They're big jugs. Is that stuff as strong as malt liquor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that, why?
Don't tell me how to get drunk, Jerome. Listen, you get
I'm trying
drunk.
To tell you not to get drunk.
You get drunk, I'll
I'm
get thinking, drunk.
I'm
Let's
worried
just be
about
happy.
You. I'm worried
I'm,
about
I'm
you.
I'm good, man.
Worried about you guzzling this rock gut beer.
Yeah, it's not rot gut. It's good yeah. stuff.
No, they just charge you more for it. It's,
okay.
It's, you know, guys are making it in their basement, and then they go, you know what? I need to put a building up and sell this.
Yeah.
And people buy it.
Well.
I guess there's some taste stuff, too. I do say this. I was a staunch Miller Lite guy forever and ever, and then it was like, you know, there actually is better beer out there.
Yeah.
There's beer out there with some good taste to it. You know, I don't even like Miller Lite hardly anymore. It tastes weird. Yeah. It used to be pretty good, but now I've improved quite a bit. Hey, have you ever flown Spirit Airlines?
I have. I don't like to. I will never fly it again.
I did it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a one-time thing
recently,
you learn.
Yeah. Dude, they didn't even have a tray table. It was about this, about 3 inches wide. So you couldn't put anything on. I couldn't even put a cup on it.
Did you have to put a quarter in the slot to get the table to slide down?
mine was probably broken because I didn't have to put a quarter in. But they had no Wi-Fi, didn't have a full tray table. The seat backs don't recline. I know you're like, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
never.
They should, please. And everything was a charge. I mean, I was like, I felt like I was on a bus, a cheap bus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like
passengers.
That. It's gross.
And I'm sorry if you're a Spirit traveler.
Oh, I'm not.
You're not my kind of person. Yeah, I'm talking to people who might be listening.
Whoever's listening, you guys are weird. If you're like, yeah, I'd much rather save that $85 than fly on an airplane that, you know, probably won't fall
that you
apart.
You believe that'll get there safely. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's terrible. I got to do some flying over the holidays, and Spirit keeps popping up. You can't do a regular search anymore without the Spirit popping up. Even though the charges are are ridiculous. United just instituted a new rule where they're going to start charging more for what they consider the best seats.
Yeah.
Not the ones that have more leg room. It'll be the same leg room, but...
Well, what's the difference then?
That might be farther, closer to the front as opposed to farther in the back. Little things like that. I'm like... I don't mind sitting in the last row.
Yeah, I don't care either. The thing that drives me crazy about sitting in the back or even remotely close to the back is when people in the back feel like as soon as the plane lands, they've got to stand up.
It's like, you're not going anywhere, dude.
Why?
Just stay there.
And then there's people who like try to push through and they want, you know.
And they're running
and it's like, man, we're a civilized society. We've been doing this airplane travel for, you know, a good while now.
It's not new.
It's really simple. The people who are in the front get off first, and then the people in the back get off. It's not – this isn't rocket science.
But the airlines have turned it into that because they used to board that way from the back to the front. So they pick by rows. Now they do it by groups so people are spread throughout the whole thing. That's another thing. You can pay now to get moved up into a higher group.
Yeah.
It's airline travel used to be fun. And it's not anymore.
I've never thought it was fun. I don't like flying.
Oh, you scared of it? Or
no, I'm not scared. It's just uncomfortable. It, you know.
Well, you're kind of a big dude.
Yeah.
Most of my flying has been first class. So.
Yeah, I don't mind traveling.
You fly in low class?
Usually. I mean, I've flown first class a couple times. And now, like, sometimes you can upgrade to business class for like $80. I'll do that every once in a while.
It's worth it.
Yeah, but... I even in a first class seat, it's not comfortable for me, you know, and it's like just going through security and all that. I mean, none of that stuff's comfortable. It's a process. It's not fun.
And you have to get there so much earlier than you used to.
Yep.
And it's just, the airports are nicer though. I mean, but who wants to spend time?
Who wants to be at the airport? Yeah. I got a house.
And everything there costs twice what it does on the street. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Now, you're like, take the dancers out of sports because that's the kind of guy you are.
I mean, I just don't care if they're there or not. Yeah. If they're gonna complain, then get them out of there.
I have a question. Which league and what kind of positions would you say that women should be, could be, and ought to be more involved with? set
playing
that up
sports?
Because, no, not playing.
Oh,
Major League Baseball just they're holding. See
what? A woman playing a man's game?
Major League Baseball held a thing here at their winter meetings to try to interest women in becoming scouts and coaches,
okay,
and umpiring, managing, and so like I would think that women could coach and scout baseball. Like, I mean, there's no difference there.
No, I don't see why not. I mean, the only difference is typically. And baseball has been a man's game for so long, and most of these sports have been man's games for so long, that those men grew up around it and have always been just, you know, swimming in it. And they probably have more often than not, will have a better working knowledge of the game than someone who's not been involved in it their whole life. But there are examples
there are plenty of women who've been involved
with it their whole life. Yeah. So I don't see why they can't.
Daughter.
Yeah, I just think that there's
son, rather.
I mean, there's less of those, obviously, but I don't think that a Major League Baseball coach does anything that, you know, requires a penis. It seems like okay if you're
scratching.
If you got the chops,
you wouldn't want a woman out there scratching.
That would be. I mean, listen. If she's got an itch, she's got to scratch it. Okay, who are we to judge, Jerome?
I'm not judgmental type.
Good.
I just assume you people be offended.
What, white people?
No, you sensitive people.
Oh no, I'm not sensitive.
And umpiring, please. We need better umpires. Period.
Oh yeah, so. I don't care if you're a man or a woman or a donkey. If you're better, yeah, let's get out there.
Now, we have women NBA referees,
mm-hmm.
and
well, there's a woman NFL ref.
Coaching NFL referee, and a couple of coaches now working up the ranks there.
Yeah.
But I think baseball would be even easier than
a woman
being a linebacker's coach.
I would think so.
I mean, I think a woman could do that. I'm not saying it can't, but I just think it's so much easier.
The only difference is in baseball, sometimes the manager comes out and gets in their face and yells and spits. And bumps chests with them.
You're married. That happens.
Yeah, but...
You know, you're trying to say a woman can't come out and yell and scream and spit?
No, I've never seen such a thing. I've never seen such a thing.
The strip club right there. You get chest bumped. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
So there's some things that I think women should never do, like play-by-play for football games. Yeah. Like, I hate when women do play-by-play on football games.
You and Mark Vandermeer think that same thing.
I hate it.
That same backward...
Yeah, but...
Neanderthal thinking.
You know what? When I hear that Jessica Mendoza chick do baseball games...
No problem.
Fine with it.
It's just football. The man the game. Is that...
No. I just think that... Well, I mean, maybe there's someone who would be really good at it.
What about basketball?
Wouldn't bother me at all. None of the women who have been play-by-play for football have been good.
Mm. Huh. There's only like one or two, right? The one ESPN one. Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible.
She's
horrible.
She's not horrible. Her voice sounds odd with the football game being played. While she's talking.
Yeah.
I don't think she's horrible and like she says things that doesn't make any sense or you know what I mean? It's the sound of her voice is odd. And I don't think that has anything to do with her being female necessarily. Because there's some men announcers who just sound terrible to me too.
Yeah. Well, that's
so,
true.
Yeah. So I don't think she's bad at the job.
I watched Monday Night Football in a bar last night and the sound was pretty low. So, It was
more enjoyable.
It was awesome. It was awesome. That Monday night team is so horrible.
Yeah, see, and I don't even get into those the announcing teams because I just don't pay enough attention to it. But when they're bad, you can't help but pay attention.
And they're
bad. Witten adds nothing. It's just a bad production.
Yeah.
Across the board. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. The big finish event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate's your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Spread some holiday cheer with a brand new totally redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 for just $21,484. Or you can even lease it for $299 a month. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP $32,740, $5,756 dealer discount, $5,000 manufacturer's discount, $299 per month for 84 months with a 4.5% APR, $3,000 down plus TTNL. All prices plus TTNL must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Good through 1-3-19.
Into the maze, I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Could squeeze in a couple of callers. I'll tell you real quick, Derek Newton, former Texan, got signed by the Saints. That's good news. I mean, that guy had a very serious injury, and the Texans got rid of him while he was hurt, basically.
Yeah.
Or not quite healthy coming back from it. And good to hear. He's a good dude. Wasn't a great player, but he was so bad early on that he's not nearly as terrible as he once was.
That.
Yeah, that's okay. And he's a whole lot. That guy there was a whole lot better than what we've seen from quite a bit of them, their individuals this year, yeah, as a whole.
We're looking at you, Kevin Johnson. This could be you now. Come back and even be kind of okay, and we'll be like, you know what?
Not awful at all, yeah. Hey, Shannon, give me some sports talk, please, sir. Is that a sir or a ma'am? I don't even know.
It could easily be a ma'am. Don't be sexist.
Hey, guys, how are you?
It's a ma'am.
No, all right. I'm all for letting women do manly things. For years now, I've been letting my wife cut and weed eat the yard, so I'm all about that. But I don't know if it would work out in Major League Baseball as an umpiring thing, because I don't know how it goes at your house, but 4 or 5 days out of the month's pretty pure heck. And if there was a bad call and a player-umpire argument, I'd fear for that player's life if it was one of them days of the month, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
It's 2018. We cannot use that excuse,
bro,
to keep women from working.
Yeah,
their job.
Women are allowed to work through their periods.
Have you seen some of these male umpires? They seem like they're having those times of the month.
Yeah.
More than once.
Joe West?
More than 4 days. Indeed. So, no. But that is funny, though. Tony, you're on the Blitz. Talk to me.
Hey, good evening, guys. Long live the Rush. Really miss that show. But
thank you, babe.
What show?
The Rush. Best show in the station.
Oh. Did we cancel that show?
Want to ask you guys, regardless, what do you think the odds are that John Jones doesn't pop positive before his fight at the end of the month, and how do you see the main and the co-main going on that card?
Yeah, I'll say I can't imagine that he would take any chances at this point, because this is without question.
Could have imagined it the last time.
Yeah, but now, I mean, this is no question last chance. This is
the chance after the chance.
This is the chance after the last chance. So my guess is he'll show up clean.
And it's not necessary, right?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long he's been doing it. Well, I mean, when you show up and you piss hot for Coke, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to fail a drug test for Coke unless you did Coke, like, while you were waiting to do the drug test? It's like, man, it's been... When's this drug tester coming back?
It's time to celebrate.
I need a bump. I mean, and you're here. And then as far as the co-main event, until someone doesn't get just destroyed by Chris Cyborg, I'm not picking a woman to beat her up. I know Amanda Nunes is pretty good, but I just don't. I don't know if there's a woman out there that can beat Chris Cyborg. So
she's tough.
That is a bad chick.
This has nothing to do with gender. She's scary.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and I can see people being afraid to step in the ring with her.
Hey, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. You know how sometimes police departments will do gun buybacks, trying to get guns off the streets?
Right.
A man identified as an elected constable in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, while there were people lined up to trade in their guns, he was in the line trying to buy them before they got to the police station.
He was looking for a discount.
Yeah, Michael Cornell, 56-year-old man, is being sent a citation by mail for allegedly violating Wilkinsburg's peddling ordinance.
What? I was about to say, it's not against the law to buy a gun off somebody.
No, but they are
not while they're standing in line.
Right. So, and police say, well, and I also don't know that you're allowed to just buy guns in a public place without a permit or sell guns in a public place without a permit.
If it's an individual, like I can't sell slew of them at a gun show, but as an individual, you can sell them between, I believe.
They're going to consult with the ATF to determine whether any other charges should be pursued. Police will also review surveillance video to see if it appears he was actually successful in purchasing any guns.
Those buybacks, I mean, they don't give you a whole lot of money, right?
No.
$20 or something. So
yeah, this guy's like, I'll give you 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah. But they said that, he was going through the line asking people to see their weapons and, said that he was buying guns back and he would give you more than the police would.
And,
he's trying to hustle. And now
you got to do better than that, deputy constable.
Yeah.
Just break into the evidence room and take him.
When they approached him, upon opening his wallet to retrieve his ID, the sheriff noticed a badge and he identified himself as a constable. Not a great look.
Not good for job security either.
No. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Lamont, welcome to the Blitz.
Hey, what's up, Jerome?
How are you, sir?
Hi, Lamont.
Hey,
I'm here,
man.
Too.
Hey, what's up, AJ?
Thanks.
Hey, man, what's your guys' thoughts on Jason Lockenfor, just in general?
He's a guy that takes a lot of shots, you know, in terms.
Okay,
He shoots a lot of shots and he misses most of them. he's like Trevor Ariza in Game 7.
Okay, I'm kind of surprised that Jung didn't bring this up, but you guys need to go listen to this interview he did in Jacksonville, man. And that's all I got to say, man. This dude is complete garbage, man. He's just complete garbage. He almost reminds me of that guy. Jerome, you and I talked about this. The dude from New York that was pumping up a whole lot of fake stories back during the DC sniper days.
Jason Blair. Yeah, he just makes stuff up.
Yeah, but yeah. Just go pull up that sound, man. Okay. And that's all I have.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll check that out. Yeah, no, I will say this. Those guys who, you know, hang their hat on breaking news, they depend so much on their sources and they get a lot of pressure from the people that they work for because generally they don't have the skill, and this is not a slam on them, even if it sounds like it. They don't have the skill to carry the audience with style or writing or, you know, interpersonal relationships with players or anything like that. But their skill is to give you the information. And if they're on those shows where they got to come up Sunday with something, and it's got to be something – they depend on their sources, and when they say, "Oh, sources say," often it's just one source. And like I'm not allowed to say "sources say" in the paper. I'm not even allowed to generally say "source" unless it's the top dog source. You have to have more than one, and they say it more than one. It's not more than one, but they get a lot of things wrong because the agents want it out there.
But you don't have to, like,
or the team wants it out there. I wouldn't report a lie when I know it's a lie. They will.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I got it from a good source. But you know the source is lying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what the guy has an agenda.
If a source ever lies to you, I mean, are you done with him as a source going forward?
No, I mean, no, it depends on the lie. Okay. But no, I don't, I mean, no.
You just go back to trusting him, huh?
I still want him to tell me the truth or give me something
every
good the
once
next
in a while,
time. Yeah,
tell me the truth. Huh?
I used to be like, oh, really? Okay, all right. Oh, man, I couldn't get that in the paper, man. You know, my boss wouldn't let that one go. You know, no, I know you said you're not interested in that. Yeah. Oh, I know, Rocket, that you're trying to get LeBron James. Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And?
I'm sure you're locked up anytime.
Is that worth reporting? No, that's not worth reporting. That makes no sense. So, yeah, but the guys like them, they risk a lot because they throw a lot of shots out there. And some of it, I at least try to give them benefit of the doubt and say they don't make it up. But it's hard not to say they don't make it up sometimes when immediately a team will come back and tell you that that's absolutely not true. I don't know who reported it the other day that Jason Garrett tried to convince Jason Witten to come back and play for the Cowboys, to come out of retirement. And Garrett said unequivocally yesterday, that's just absolutely not true. Not even close to that kind of a conversation at all. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
So now he could be lying. But it's not even something worth lying about.
No.
Like, he could just say, yeah, I talked to him, but, you know, he's not interested. Or he could say no comment. But for him to go as strongly as he did, that makes it seem like it was a BS story.
Yeah, I found the audio, and I need to trim it down because it's 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe next segment.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll jump into that. I like getting behind the weeds for media because a lot of people just don't know what we do. And I don't blame some of y'all for not trusting us, but I'm telling you, there's far more. It's not even far more. 99%+ of us are just doing our job, reporting what we get, and we report a whole lot less than we know.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, if I wrote everything I heard and found out and had sources on, I wouldn't have any sources because I'd be burning them suckers left and right.
I don't know anything. That's why I never report anything. I don't know any of it.
Yeah, I'm not the person usually when I find out something really good, I'll call the beat writer who covers that and say, hey man, make a call on this because
check this out.
This is about to happen. You know, because that stuff don't get me excited.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. And if you are looking for some PJs for the lady in your life or even the gentleman in your life, whoever you're looking for, they got you covered. They got pajamas for everybody. If you're looking for something for your lady, they got you. You're looking for something for your mom or your aunt, they got you. They're looking for something for your kids, they got you there too. How about the hoodie footy from Pajamagram? It's the ultimate solution to her being too cold at night. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth will have her cozy in no time. And you can find all the hoodie footy styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at pajamagram.com. Best of all, no need to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.